It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man in my set, my set. I got the man in my set, my set. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man in my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building, showing men how to pull women, go get them like. It's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, what's up? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Want to give a shout-out to everybody out there. First, we want to welcome everybody that's listening to the show. Welcome to the show. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is right there. 563-999-3056. Shout out, I'm sorry, to the 255, the record. Give a shout out to you guys out there. This show is a different kind of a show for you guys out here, because what we're doing is we're pushing the boundaries of your mind to show you game. And what you have here is that we are authentic. Everything is in-house, so everything that you learn today comes from us, and we're not following anybody. So you get to hear some new some stuff. Because we got a lot to talk about, because we're going to talk about stop looking for answers and all that other stuff. But I want to say thank you to everybody that's listening to the show. And if you get the opportunity, for all those that haven't, please go ahead. Like, subscribe, and get the notifications of the show. We kick a lot of information out to you guys, because there's so much information when it comes to the game that we're just trying to show you that if you actually want to be a student of the game, it just never stops. But I want to talk about something before we even get into the show. But I do want to say to everybody out there that shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. Hope everybody's good and everything, okay? And I appreciate all you guys. Welcome all you guys. And we're going to get it right today. I got something I want to talk to y'all about, because it's something that I want to discuss with y'all. But real quick, before I do that, y'all know what the deal is. 150 likes will definitely give y'all a shout and everything. But I ask all the guys out there that are listening, please just take a moment and drive and go get your puzzle pieces. I always have guys, for some reason, tell me they want to learn game from me, but they don't have their puzzle pieces. They listen to me for months or weeks, and I ask them, do you have your puzzle pieces? And they say, no, I don't get, I thought you were just joking and all that other stuff. So I just wanted to say that to you guys out there that's listening, and I appreciate all you guys. And if y'all have a question, go ahead and let me know. We got you covered. So I was, you know, I was kind of like thinking real quick, because I do that sometimes. Sometimes I think. And, you know, I was saying to myself or asking myself the question, you know, if I had my own place, you know, if I had a an apartment, you know what I mean, and I wanted to work on my sexuality and be able to show the woman, or remember, to guide her, all right, it's your guide. How would I, what would be some of the paintings that I would look at or look for, and where would I put them at, and where would I place them? So I kind of want to take a hook to the right real quick before we get into the show. But what I'm thinking of, and I saw some, and like this one right here would be in the living room, and it will give me an opportunity. When I saw that painting, it shows to me that if I ever had a woman over, I would be able to let the woman know that came over. The reason why I love this painting so much is because what I see in the painting is what I see with most women who cover up their beauty. And covering up their beauty, what I see in this painting is I see a woman that is shy. I see a woman that doesn't want to let go, and underneath that red is sexuality. And what I love the most about it, and I would be right behind her when I would tell her that I would describe the artist. I'll give y'all, you know, I love to give y'all examples and everything. So I, you know, things like that. So I will describe it. It'll be a beautiful painting. It's a red thing, and I would love to share that, you know, the story with you of how I got it, why I got it, and what that thing meant to me. And that's one of the things that I would have, because I would be able to break down the painting, but the red drape that's over the body, to me, would be the woman holding herself back. And while the woman is in front of me, I would talk to her about, this is why I like it, because I want to make sure when a woman is around me or in my presence that she never has to cover up what she is mentally. She can always let go. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? I'm just showing you examples of how and why, even if she is online and she's never been over my house, but she notices the painting, I'll be able to break that down to her, not just face to face, but online, texting, voice, video. I'll be able to break down the painting and kind of tie her in to let her know that, you know, also the beautiful thing about this painting is the things that I see in it as far as a woman that wants to let herself go, but she's hiding behind the veil. And that's what is so exciting, when you're able to take the veil off. I'm not saying at this point, if she's there, yes, this could be a moment of undressing. This could be a moment of kissing her on her neck. This could be a moment of whispering in her ear. But it's also game, guys, that I'm trying to show you the depth of it, of what separates a man is by his guidance. I want her to see the beauty in what I see beauty in, where she can say, wow, I see why it has that painting, okay? Now, let's say in the kitchen, if there's sometimes in your kitchen, there's a wall in there or something, and if I could put a painting in the wall or on the wall in the kitchen, I would probably have something like this in the kitchen. And what I would have in the kitchen, because it describes food, I would let her know that, you know, the reason I love this painting, and I would give her the artist's name of the painting. I'm just going to grab somebody. It's a RC painting. Let's just say it's an RC painting. And what I love about the RC painting is the essence of what's going on. the sensuality, the sexuality of that moment that two people are really combining thought. It is pleasure. It is sex. It is sensuality. It is sexuality. But it's not just that. It's the fact that it's not that he's eating off of her body, but she is loose enough and relaxed enough to be his plate. And how can I tie that in, gentlemen? Again, what I would love, again, I love to explore the body. I love to eat off the body. I love to massage and touch a woman's body. And when I saw that, even though I don't eat sushi, even though I don't eat sushi, but I eat women, even though I don't eat sushi, what I saw in that is how beautiful it would be in my mind to be able to take a woman's clothes off, lay her beautiful body down, and not only put flowers around her, but eat off of her in a way where we are connecting on a different level. I saw that painting. I realized most guys, they don't even think of the woman in this way, and it's not to be rude or disrespectful, but I think there's a lot of sensual and sexuality in being able to eat off her beautiful body and let her know how sexy she is in that moment and things like that. So I want to take it to that. Now, if we – oh, and the lines are open if I want to call and make sure I get the lines. And also, guys, the next thing I want to talk about, if I take her into the bedroom. Now, the bedroom, I would love to have paintings on my wall in the bedroom. And let me show you, give you some ideas of what I love the most. What I love is a painting like this. What this represents to me is a woman finally opening up, not the window, but unlocking things inside of herself and feeling a sexual freedom that she can finally let her hair down. She can finally relax. She can finally breathe. She can finally be and say to herself that finally I found a man that allows me to be exactly what I want to be. And it allows me to not only see a new part of me, but to open up that window. You see what I'm saying, guys? Open up that window of my mind and of my thoughts and of my sexual thoughts. That's what I see in that painting, right? Or we can go with something like this, okay? Another situation. A woman is just trying to soak in. What I see in this is I see a woman trying to soak it all in after the moment has happened, after I've kissed her body, after I've touched her body, after I've penetrated her, and after I rubbed her down. She's trying, to me, that painting represents a woman that's trying to soak it all in. She's trying to understand what happened. She's trying to understand what I am or what she is to me when I see that painting right there. And last painting I just saw, I just want to give y'all an idea, is this right here. This shows me that this is a painting. I'll give the artist, and what I love about this painting is this reminds me of a woman that wants to wear what I have, a piece of my clothing, just to savor the moment, not only my scent that is on her skin, but also the scent that she's wearing in the clothing I have. What I see here is a woman sneaking into my closet, grabbing a piece of clothing, and again, opening up the window, and the window opening up is really allowing herself to free her mind and realize there is a deeper sexual connection, and she's just trying to soak it in. It is a freedom where there's a little bit of a tease, there's a little bit of sex, there's a little bit of a connection. But that's what I wanted y'all to just to see for a second, because that's how, this is how you guys should be thinking all the time. How can I position myself? Again, this can be right next to the wine above your bed. You can have the photos next to the wine. You know, you can have the wine above your bed, and you have both photos with the light coming off of those things. So think about this for a second. I don't, let me see if I can even create it. I don't even know if I have time. I could have created it. I should have thought about that right then. But what I want y'all to think about is think about for a second if you're on the phone with her, okay, and, you know, you have these lights. I want you, the lights that hit the frame. It's a frame, it's a light, right? But in that frame and in that light, you see the wine, but on both sides of the wine are the pictures with the light coming off. So if it's late at night and you're talking to a woman, right, you're on the phone with her, and maybe you're sending her a video, or maybe the two of you are live in space, you know, live interacting with each other, she knows you're in your bed because you're laying on your pillow. But what do you think happens when you lift yourself up? And not only does she see the wine above your bed, but she also, depending on how you pan your camera, she's able to see one of those paintings that is going to draw. Remember, what happens in the game is the first draw will be you. But then after the draw of you, she's going to start looking what's behind you, your environment. So what first, the first draw is going to be the wine above the bed. But the thing that's going to draw out, because remember, we sound checked it. So if we bring the lights down and we have the paintings on and the paintings are beside us, they're going to stand out. And that's the draw in. Remember, I'm not talking sex with her. We're not, again, I'm not bringing up sex, but she's going to bring up sex based off of what she sees, because I'm lifting up. She sees the wine above the bed. That's its own conversation we can have. But also we can, and again, I'll give you an example. I will use, let's say we got to the left is a red, the artist red. We'll use red to the left and we'll use Nikki painting to the right. So we're going, I'm just going to get, let her know. These are two women. All right, now let me show you game here, okay? So we're going to use these. We'll use those two ladies as the painters of these portraits right here. So let's say we got red. Let's say red is to the left and Nikki's to the right, and both of those paintings are behind my painting. Let me give you another level of game. Now, I just broke all that down, but let's go to red and then roll to Nikki. So what I can say in this thing, that portrait that you see that has a light, okay, there's also something in these paintings I love. The first one is from an artist. This is a red painting. And let me tell you about this and why I love the most about these paintings. They were painted by a woman. And what I found so sexy about this painting is that how the thought rolled off of her mind, from her lips, down from her breasts, to her fingertips, to go ahead and express an emotion and a feeling. And this is why I love nude paintings for women, because they're trying to say, figure me out without me telling you. And this allows me to peel back layers. When I see this red painting, I see that she's saying, read me, understand me, allow me to be understood, and free me where I can be what I want. So that what I can say in the red painting, but then I can switch it over to the Nikki painting, okay? This is another painting from another woman. And yes, I love when women paint, because the expression is trying to figure out and solve the clues and try to understand what they were painting in that moment and what they were thinking about. And to me, this Nikki painting is telling me that there is a woman here that was probably with somebody, or maybe it was a fantasy, or maybe it was a moment in when she was masturbating and a thought came, what would it be like to be with a great man, to be able to wear his clothes, smell his perfume, excuse me, his cologne on her skin, but also be able to open up the door and free her mind to be able to be sexual, to be able to be the things that she's been holding herself inside. And when I see this, and you look at the strokes of the painting, see, look at the strokes from, we come all the way, if you look at the strokes of the painting, look at the essence of what she's painting. And if you go all the way down to her thighs, what I see right there in that left thigh of hers, I'm showing y'all game, what I love the most and what I perceived as this Nikki painting is that if you notice the darkness between the back of the thigh and the calf is not a shadow to me, but it is a secret clue that Nikki painted to say, this is where I want to be touched. This is where I want to be kissed. This is where I want to be caressed. And I'm sorry. The thing froze. Wait a second. I'm sorry, it froze. But if you notice the dark, and this is what I would say to the woman, if you notice the dark spots on the painting, the Nikki painting is telling me that this is where I need to be touched. This is where I need to be kissed because nobody has done that. So that will allow me, gentlemen, to take what I see to draw her in. And then both things hit right to the wine, okay? You know, it's nothing like having a glass of wine right there watching me break the painting down to you while you're sipping on the wine, while I'm right behind you, while we're in the bed, while we're looking at it, while we're in a moment, gentlemen. And this is where the beauty of game comes from, because what we're doing is we're utilizing things around us to position ourselves, to be able to express ourselves, to show the woman that I'm not the average guy. I see sexuality in all things. I'm sex, right? So I see beauty. I see sexuality, and I see things that the average guy doesn't see. This Nikki painting to the right and the red painting to the left is not about dirty sex. It's about sexuality. It's about a freedom that most women are tied down. And when I see these kind of paintings, these are the things that I want a woman to see, to realize when you're in this bedroom, when you're in my bedroom, when you're in my living room, when you're in my kitchen, that all bets are off. Allow me to do what I love to do best, and that is pull things out of you that the average man can't do. And guys, this works with texting, video, voice, so it gives you an advantage over the average guy. You're not trying to show off or show talent. You're just drawing the woman in, and the woman then begins to see, wow. Well, you know, and again, I'll use Z. I see you in here. I'll say, Z, I'll use your painting as the one in the kitchen. I'm just laming ladies. We got a Z painting. We'll call the Z painting right here, right? Well, let me break down more of the Z painting. See, what I see is a woman that is so into her sexuality from the Z painting. What I see from the Z painting is a woman that loves fruit. She loves sex. I see sex in the kitchen. I see fruit. I see whipped cream. I see strawberries, even though this is something that I would love to do. Now, again, I don't eat sushi, but when I watch this Z painting, this allows me to think of things that I would love to do to a woman. Now, I won't eat sushi off of her body, but she can be my appetizer. Or she could be my dessert. And the choice is mine. I just need her to lay down and allow me to make a beautiful, edible plate off of her. And that's what I see. And that's what I'm saying in the kitchen. So if you guys notice, all I'm doing is utilizing the painting, telling the story of what I think the artist is seeing, number one, but also telling the story of what I see in the painting, number two. All right, so I just wanted to take a moment and say that to all of you guys out there, okay? I want you guys to understand, okay? I just want you guys to understand that this is the beauty of game. And this is and most guys are under the impression that you've got to take her out to dinner, you got to do all this stuff. No, you just work on who you are, how you operate, and your mind. Now, guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. I'm sorry, guys, but I just wanted to take a moment. Let me see. The lines are open if you want to call in. But I just want to take a moment to let you see is that I'm not looking for any answers. I'm saying to myself before I even step foot in my apartment, how can I, okay, how can I show her parts of me, even telling her, but to also intrigue her enough to want to go and ask questions? And even in these questions, okay, and even in these questions, let me see, D says, this stuff you're talking about is completely different galaxy. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. This is why I'm giving y'all the advantage. Because what I want to do is I want her to bring up sex. I don't want to push sex on the woman. But I want her to know that when she's talking to me, she's talking to somebody who has the experience not only of sex, but showing her a different side. I'm telling you, 98% of the women out there have not experienced what I am telling you right now. To be able to have, no matter where she's at in the world, to be able to draw her in to who you are by showing you and guiding her through your world. Because your apartment is the amusement park. So I wanna guide her and let her see where she can close her eyes and imagine in the living room. Okay, let's look at it. She closes her eyes and imagine in the living room. What is it gonna be like? Because I have that layer over me. And that layer is maybe I'm nervous. I have a layer of I've always been judged for the things that I like to do. I have a layer of guys just making me feel like I'm just some type of a whore slut. Never had anyone take a moment to look at me and say that I am more than just a body, but take your time and just peel the layer back versus yank off the layer. And when you can peel it back and see me for what I am, I can give more of myself to you. Do you see how that shit works, guys? This is just four paintings. Well, I showed you five, but this is just a few paintings. And what I'm saying is that through our conversation, I can show her why I am not the average motherfucker. What I'm not trying. I'm not taking her out to dinner. I'm not asking her any questions. All I'm doing is guiding her to not only my mindset, but remember what I told you guys. We want to guide and push them over the edge. We want her over the edge, meaning that who takes the time to break down sexuality, sensuality, romance, and seduction in a painting, and at the same time not sounding like it's porn. It's beauty in art. It's beauty. See, what you guys understand, sexuality to a woman, it's beauty when she caresses her body. It's beauty when she has her orgasm. When she connects and is one with herself, there is beauty in that, not porn and not dirt. It's beauty. It's like art. But as I was saying before, that veil that's over her is saying that this is a part of me I want to share with somebody, but I don't trust anybody enough to share this side of myself. So that's why when I'm saying, and I bring up the painting, that this is why I love it the most, because this is what it reminds me of a woman. But then I am able to reassure her that this is what I love the most, because I don't mind taking my time. I love going slow. I love savoring the moments of peeling the veil back and experiencing you, ready? Not above the surface, but you at your core. Guys, think about what the fuck I'm saying, man. I don't think y'all understand what I'm trying to show y'all guys. I don't think y'all understand the depth of game that I'm showing you right now, just in that. But also allowing her, when she comes over, to give her some wine and just let her walk. Let her walk. And like my place is just a sexual museum of paintings and things that is going to draw her in and ask. And it's not, listen, she doesn't even need to. Okay, guys, this is just the beauty of the thing. She doesn't need to be at your fucking house. She can be on goddamn Jupiter and you'll be able to touch her the same way. Because remember, the average guy holds her at the edge through the artwork, and the way I express myself through the artwork, I'm saying you can take one step forward beyond your thoughts. Let me, and listen, don't take it off. And see, listen, follow me. Don't take off the red veil. Ready, guys? Let the sexual trust that you and I begin to create with each other, let that be the thing that pulls it down. Don't let my words pull the thing down. Don't let your thoughts of me pull that thing down. Let the connection of your sexual trust, let you let yourself go and let it come down on its own. I'm showing y'all. I'm just showing y'all guys how deep this is. I'm just showing you. Through this, I want you to let it down when you feel safe enough, when you feel that there's no judgments and you can close your eyes and let yourself go as if you were masturbating and you were one with yourself. But until then, I will respect that there's a red veil. See, I'm just saying, guys, I'm just showing you how the mind works. Because where I'm going right now is now I'm swinging the pendulum from sexuality all the way over to judgment now, because now I'm saying this. It's no rush. It's no big deal. But I just want to let you know, I recognize in that painting that even you, if I'm talking to the woman, even you have a veil. But I don't want to pull that veil off like the average guy who just wants to either yank it off by having you come over this place just to fuck. And I don't want that. I want you to feel sexually safe enough with me where it just comes down on its own. We have all the time in the world. There's no rush, because something this precious, as I see in the painting, something this precious in this painting cannot be yanked down by a man, nor can it be yanked down by the woman. It must fall on its own when the emotion is connected to the sexual trust that will trigger the behavior. When she realizes there's no judgments. Forget about your morals. Forget about all these things. And I'm saying that all these things that she has in her mind, let those things go and let it happen when it happens, gentlemen. So that you guys, y'all see what I'm saying right there? So what I'm saying right in that point right there is that's the, when she walks in and we go into the kitchen, I can utilize the kitchen. If we're in the bedroom, I can do that. I can touch her by the position because I'm never looking for the answer. I create the answer, and not just create the answer. I'm creating the result. I'm creating the curiosity. I'm creating the feeling. I'm creating the let yourself go without even judgment. Because I'm, remember, guys, I'm not bringing up sex. I am, listen, guys, this is how deep game is. When you, this is the throw off because they're going to know that you guys are sexual individuals. But to be so smooth and so cool and so calm and so relaxed is nothing but experience. They're going to see that this motherfucker is experienced. And I have to be careful about fucking with that motherfucker. Because just the way he broke down the painting, it sounds like, you ready? Like he's talking to me. Like he knows me. How the fuck does he know this about me? How is it that he can break me down in a painting and we haven't even met? See that, guys? That's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I'm saying. See, I'm not pushing it. I'm not talking about the sex, but this is why, this is what I'm talking to you guys about. I want you guys to see the power in the game as far as how you are talking. Everything you're doing, gentlemen, is not about penetrating her legs. It's about raising something that most of you guys don't even touch. And that's the standard of your mindset. That is the standard of your sexual mindset. It is the standard of how you market yourself. It is the standard of how you are able to let a woman explore you while you're not even around. Because what we're talking about right now, nobody talks. I keep telling you, nobody talks about this stuff. I keep trying to tell you, no one talks about this. But this is a thing that is going to separate you from everybody else, okay? Because I want her to be able to see through me that there's something about me. It's something about the standard that, not that I uphold for the woman, but it's a standard that I have for myself to let her understand that this motherfucker is not going to force, beg, or barter for my pussy. Matter of fact, what he's going to do is just be laid the fuck back and talk to me, gentlemen. Remember, talking to me, but not at me. Let me get to some of these questions right here. Okay. All right, and hey, Jessica, we'll give Jessica another painting. Jessica, you just came in, so we'll do a painting with Jessica, okay? We'll do an artist with Jessica. So this works because it takes the woman beyond level one. Yes. All right. So since Jessica's here, let's add Jessica, okay? So we got Z, Red, we got Nikki. So now we're gonna add Jessica. Hold on, let me add your things, but let me add again. I'm gonna show you how I go off the cuff. Off the top of my head. So if we're looking at the paintings, okay? So we already got the paint. So let's look at the paintings, okay? So we know, okay, we know, wait, that's a Z painting. No, that's Z, right? That's, this is Red, and this is Nikki. So we won't even use that as a Jessica. We'll use this as a Jessica painting. We'll say this is a Jessica painting. So let's say I'm near my easel, or let's say I'm in the living room and I'm talking to her and she sees that. She's like, wow, that's beautiful. Well, no, you don't even know the beauty in it. You don't even know the beauty in it. This painting, as I told you before, the reason why I love female art, because what they're doing is they are expressing something deep inside of themselves for the man that can recognize not the outer beauty in her, but notices things inside of her. So when I see this Jessica painting right here, what I see a woman. Now, the reason, the first thing I notice is she has her hands between her legs. And when I see a woman that has her hands between her legs, what I'm noticing from this Jessica painting, what I'm thinking is that she's saying, I'm more than what's between my legs. I am not what's between my legs. Stop looking at what's between my legs and just look at me. But wait a second. But here's the thing. You can't see her because she's looking away. Because through this Jessica painting, I see a woman that is either shy, right? You see that, guys? She's either shy or she just doesn't have the courage to show what she is. So she's hiding her face from the world, not from shame, but to me, she's hiding her face from the average guy who doesn't take the time to look at the beauty of what's between her mind. So as I'm looking at this Jessica painting, just like I said before, not only do I notice her hands between her legs blocking the essence of her beautiful pussy, but I also look at the curve. Look at the curve from her thigh to her knee to her calf. See that? When I notice that, again, like the other paintings, I notice that these are places in my mind. I'm thinking that Jessica, as she's painting this painting, is saying, can I ever find a man to touch me here, to kiss me here, to rub me here, to French kiss, suck and blow from my hips to my knees, from my knees to my calves. And guys, remember, where am I going with this? See, guys, I'm leading it to exactly what I would do through the painting. I can see it. I can see if I was with a woman like this, the first thing I would do is I would not touch her hands because I want her to know that it's not about what she's protecting between her legs. I'm trying to touch her chin to turn her and let her look at me and realize she can keep her hands between her legs because that's not what I'm trying to get. I will respect the fact that she's holding herself back between her legs, but what I can see is that she's hiding her face from the world because this tells me it's a woman that feels that there's something that she is missing or there's something that every guy who has spent time with her have missed, and they have missed the beauty that is between her ears. The essence of everything that she is in her mind, and that's where I'm going to go. That's what I'm going to touch. That's what I'm going to take my hand and grab her chin softly and bring her to me so I can look in her eyes and let her know that it is okay. Keep your hands between your legs. Protect your pussy. Protect that essence. You don't have to worry. I will not move those hands. See, that's follow me when I'm showing y'all guys. It's telling me don't force, and that's Jessica painting, don't force her hands away from her leg, from between her legs. Let her eyes, let her smile, and let her mind be the reason that she lets her hands up from between her legs, because to me, Jessica, in this Jessica painting, is saying that she's trying to protect this because what is between her legs is very important, and she's just not going to give it to anybody. She's got to give it to a certain somebody, and that's what I see when I see that painting, and that's what I love because there's so many women. Do you see where I'm going with this, gentleman? All I am doing is creating. I'm not trying to get between her legs. I'm showing her through the painting of why I have these lovely paintings of these women, because they're trying to say something that I feel that a lot of women are saying, because the average guy never takes time to look at the strokes. They never take time to look at the lighting of the painting. They never take time to look in her eyes to see what's behind the eye, what's behind the smile, what's behind the mind. Then this is what I've noticed in every woman that we've shown is that they protect what's between their legs because they are saying to me through the painting that they are not just what's between their legs. There's so much more, and they're saying, I just need to find the right person to allow me to be the person I actually want to be. And I see through all these paintings that these women are holding themselves back. But it's like they want to really let themselves go. But you ready, guys? They just have not found the right man to do it. They have not found the right guy where they feel safe enough, sexual enough to say, this is what you see is not who I am. Who I am is bottled up. And the only way I can let this go is by finding somebody that can show me that I can let go. See this, guys? And this is all, guys, this is all paintings in your crib. It's all in the crib, man. All I'm using are the paintings on the wall to be able to express myself, show the woman why me. All right, so let's get some of these questions. I know I got questions and stuff. Let's get some of this, okay? Let's see here. I'm sorry. I sometimes, guys, I flow a lot, and I got to get to y'all questions and stuff. Let's see here. Let me see. You said doing that. Okay, we already asked that question. Look at this one. So when you talk about the thrill of the hunt, you're talking about the whole mental emotional connection. The thrill of the hunt to me is not what's between her legs. That's not the thrill. The hunt is the protective area that she defends with all that she is. And what's that protective area? Remember, guys, she's defending what's between her legs by what's between her ears. And the defense mechanism is her beliefs, judgment, morals, values, and the fact that she does not trust me at all. And that's what I know. So the thrill of the hunt is, the thrill of the hunt is allowing me to show her that eventually, with trust, that we're going down a road that she's never, remember, they've never met our kind before. So all the guys before me, they don't have this kind of depth in them because they're on the surface. Remember, that's all she sees on surface. I don't have to touch her to make her pussy wet. I can just talk to her. I can use the paintings. I don't need to force it. And that's where sex comes in at, gentlemen, because I'm not forcing it, okay? I'm not forcing it. I'm letting it happen when ready, not when it happens, not when I want it to happen, not even when she wants it to happen, guys. See that? Mm-mm. It's got to happen when her emotions say it's time for it to happen. She is going to fucking fight. There is a battle. She is going to hold firm on her belief. I'm a good girl. I don't suck a dick on the first. I don't fuck on the first day. I got morals and values and standards. I'm a good girl. Da 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 da. She's got all that stuff going right. And you know what? I agree. I'm not here to change that. I'm not even here to fucking fight that. That's not my fight. My fight is to give the bullets and the guns to the emotional side. That's going to whisper in her ear. The emotional side is going to unlock that door and let me in rent free. Regardless of her morals, values, and judgments and everything she is, there is going to be a battle. But all I am doing is I'm aiming and arming the emotions with the bullets and the rockets and the tanks and the jets. because they're the ones going to override and supersede that. And see, a lot of women out there don't understand that. A lot of women don't get why is it that when I'm with this guy, I feel like I can be whatever I want to be. But they rarely feel that. But when they do feel that, they don't listen, gentlemen. You actually think they want to let that shit go? Fuck no, they don't want to let that shit go. Okay, so let me keep going with y'all questions. I got a few questions. Next question, but let me see. Eric, what makes a man great? I'm showing you greatness right now. If you cannot see greatness in what you're seeing right now, then you just don't understand. I'm showing you greatness right now. I am showing you greatness. I am showing you depth in something that most of you guys don't have through 5 fucking paintings that I use with 5 women in here to show you how I can position myself to get her to start discussing sex with me without me even having to bring that shit up. And what's going to blow their mind, they're going to feel so laid back, they're going to start talking about it. I'm not bringing it up. That's what makes me great. I'm not bringing up sex. I don't need to bring up sex. They're going to bring it up because I'm saying that all my paintings have one thing in common that I'm saying to the woman. All the paintings have one thing in common. This is where I'm bringing her from third base on home, right? Is that what I loved about the Jessica painting, the Z painting, the Nikki painting, the Red painting, okay? I love about these paintings these women have painted. Jessica, all these women. Is that they're doing the one thing that the average woman isn't doing. And that's why I'm here talking to you right now. Because just like those women in the painting, I'm trying to lead you to embrace not only change, but to embrace sexual change. I tell you guys, I keep telling y'all, man. Y'all don't even see it. Y'all don't even see it. It's over. It's done. And listen, if she's at my place, it's done. Because at that moment, all I'm going to do is take my hand, guys, right here, guys, let me show y'all. Middle finger, the meaty part of your middle finger. Guys, take your left hand. I'm going to show you guys. I want y'all to see what the fuck I'm talking about. Left hand. Just take it right there, that middle finger. Just start. Not, you remember that inside of the ear? A little bit of between the earlobe and the neck right here. Start right there. Middle finger right there. And as you rub middle finger. Now listen. Now this is kind of like a clit move. So what I want to do is, all right, let's reverse it real quick. I just got an idea. Pick this. This is brand new. So this is going to be a clit move because remember I told you when we spread the clit open with our index and ring, we rub, right? So we're going to go, instead of middle finger, we're going to go index and ring. So what we want to do is index and ring to the side, underneath her ear. And as we're coming around, now it's got to be around the bend. So when you start where her ear is, now remember, she's looking at the painting. You're breaking all this down. Now, what you want to do is, now, I guess you don't need to go. Well, I'm going to show you why we got to go left hand to right side. Because I know a lot of y'all guys saying, why can't I go right hand? Just follow what I'm showing you. She's looking at the painting. You shift a little bit over to her left shoulder. Left hand, right side, right here between the ear, right here, that little spot right here. But you don't want to get the bend. You want to kind of go right here. Earlobe, start here. Start here. Oh, sorry, I'm talking. Start right here. Ring index here, left side. So she's in front of you, so you're coming like this, all right? So you're kind of you're kind of coming this way, so you're not going to see yourself. Your fingers, these two, come around, and then as you are bringing it around, okay, middle fingers, just like the point, as you're bringing it around, when you hit that bend, you want to shift from the two to the one to come all the way around. Now, as you, now listen, now as you're coming around, right, okay, you're coming around, that's when you take right hand, slide it, shoulder, all the way down to the arm. So we want to lock like this. So we want to come down. So that's why I'm showing you right hand. So left hand, you got index ring. You come around. And as you're coming around, then middle finger, that's when you slide hand from shoulder all the way down arm, grab arm, and then bring her around. Or you can grab hip and bring her around. All right, y'all ain't ready. I know, guys. I'm sorry, man. It's just so much game in this shit. But guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all got a question? We got you covered. But this is what I'm showing you. But gentlemen, what I just showed you, she doesn't even need to be in the room with you while you're doing it, because you can break this shit down to her. Because if you were there, you know, you just tell her, if you were there looking at this painting and I was in front of you, I would definitely get to the left side of you. I'd step up on you while you're looking at that, and I would, hey, look, peep game. I would simply take my left hand, and I would rub the side of your neck, and I'd bring it around and rub you with my middle finger. As I rub your shoulder, I'd take my other hand and grab your hand and twirl you around, and then I would go in for the kiss. I would kiss you right now, because we're in a moment right now. It's a moment. But see, gentlemen, that's how it works. It's not about what you do for a living and that's Netflix and shit. It's not about that, gentlemen. It's about you guys that are listening to me. You've got to bring up the experience, okay? Because every woman that you're dealing with, okay, I want to show y'all depth in this, and I want to show you why I'm saying this. All right, listen to me. Every woman's expectation of what sexuality, sensual, romantic, dirty, kinky, all these things are stuck on that edge. But what happens when you change the expectation? What happens when you shift the expectation to show her that she is more? Because remember, hey, listen, remember the emotions that I'm giving the bullet to. What the fuck do you think is going to fucking influence her? Think about her fears, her anxieties, her worries and everything, but when she experiences the emotion that I'm giving her, that's going to bring the expectation of, I've got to kiss him, I've got to touch him, I've got to taste him, I got to see what it's like to be with him, because who the fuck is this guy? Who is he? Who is he? But I'm the one that's going to provide her with not only insight, but when she's ready, sexual insight to something or a surface in which she doesn't even know that she has. Where she's asking herself, what the fuck is this emotion that I'm feeling? Why am I feeling this way? But why am I feeling this way with this motherfucker? He's not even my type. He's short. He's old. Or he's too fat. He's too broke. He doesn't have money. He's not what I'm trying to marry. He's not that guy. But why do I have to have him? Why do I have to have him? Why am I always thinking about him? I don't even like that motherfucker. He's not my type. He's short. I don't date short guys. He's not my ideal guy. He's just an average guy. He's just, but But why? But the million-dollar question is, why the fuck am I thinking about him now when I'm eating this fucking lobster from this guy that has all this money, prestige? He has nice cars and he has all this stuff, but yet, even though I'm here with him, I just want, what is he doing right now? And is he talking to another woman about this painting, or is someone, is he seeing someone right now? Is what? No, girl, focus, focus. Just get it right. Yes, yes, okay. So tell me, what do you do for a living? Nothing. Well, what are you looking for in a relationship? And, I've got my third yacht in the river. And, I mean, y'all don't even see how this shit go down. Because these women, just because she's hanging out with a guy with money doesn't mean there's a connection. Women like jewelry. They like nice things, and they're allowed to like those things. They don't ask these motherfuckers to go out and dinner. Sometimes they do, but more times they're offered. And when they say to themselves, this guy can provide me with the lifestyle I want, but I'm still going to feel an emptiness inside. Yeah, I can hang out with this guy, but I still feel empty. And the reason I feel empty is because for the first time in my life, I've got a fulfillment of something that goes beyond sex with this fucking guy, that fucking loser, that guy that he ain't got much money. He's short. His apartment is not nice. He takes two buses. He's old and all these things. But yet, I'm thinking about him. You see what I'm saying? I'm thinking about him. And let me say this, sir. Listen, please, I ask you, do not use that bitch-ass terminology here. We're men, okay? She is not for the fucking streets. Because most of you bitches can't talk to women. So please, shut the fuck up with that stupid shit. If you want to learn game, learn game. But don't be coming, excuse me. Don't come in here disrespecting women, because we're not about that shit, okay? That we don't joke around and play. I know you're new. It's cool. But this is why I'm trying to get your ass to focus on what I'm saying. We don't tear women down. We walk the fuck away. You don't have to tear her down to walk the fuck away and find somebody else, because that's what real motherfuckers do. I don't give a fuck what the fuck she's doing. Because I encourage her to hang out with other fucking guys and go to dinner with other fucking guys and go on trips with other fucking guys and get their rent paid from other guys, get brand new phones from other fucking guys. You want to know why? Because I ain't doing that shit. I ain't doing that shit. You want to know why? Because she going to buy me the fucking phone. She's going to want to take me on the goddamn trips. She's going to want to put money on my goddamn table to say, you know what, baby? Don't worry about it. I know your engine was fucking smoky. Look, here's a couple $100. Go and get that shit fixed, baby. I got you. I love you, baby. You take it. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. Come on, man. We got to. I'm trying to show you guys that there's a different way to this game. Let these women do. Let them go and do what the fuck they do. I don't give a fuck, because I know if they fucking with me, they're going to do something different, and I'm not even forcing it. I am not forcing it. I'm not going to tell her she's for the streets and all this other shit, because I'm shifting the reality, the perception, and the behavior that will change the emotion. That where she is going to stop doing that shit to be with me. That's what you don't understand. I am going to influence her by not influencing her. This is what you don't understand. I'm going to influence her by letting her know She can fucking influence herself. But only through my motherfucking ass. And that's why they fuck with us like that. She ain't for the streets because she's allowed. She ain't for the streets because she's allowed to go on dinner dates. She's allowed to go out with as many motherfuckers as she chooses. I don't give a fuck. We're not women, and we're not going to judge them for what the fuck they want to do. I don't give a fuck. As I'm trying to tell you motherfuckers, man, wake the fuck up and stop worrying about what they do and start looking and being the fucking answer. You can't be the answer when you're blaming them. You can't be the answer when you say, ah, she ain't shit. She's a slut. She's a whore. Well, goddamn it. You know what? I'm a slut and I'm a fucking whore. And I've been called that, and that's a compliment. I appreciate it when they call. Listen, I'd rather be called a slut, a whore, an asshole, cocky, conceited, selfish, than sweet, nice, kind, gentle, thoughtful, and caring. Fuck that. I'm trying to show you something that a lot of you don't want to even, y'all don't even know about this shit. Y'all don't even know about what I'm trying to show you guys. I'm trying to show y'all game. Game. How many failed expectations has she had in her life? Every cookie cutter, the same result. Failure. Failure in the mouthpiece, failure in turning her on, failure in the bedroom, failure in getting her wet, failure in making her feel horny, failure in making her feel slutty, failure in making her feel like a goddamn whore. Failure. That's all they know from you motherfuckers. It's failure. Complete, utter failure. Because they know when they get with you, it's going to end in a fucking failure. That's what it's going to end like. I'm sorry, guys. That's what it is with the 98% of you motherfuckers. Failure. I'm saying that I'm going to not disappoint. Can't disappoint because I am air, sand, and water and with my sexuality. Because not only am I going to show her that it's okay to try something new, all right? It's okay to learn from my experiences. It's okay for her to say, what are the results of these experiences and what do they tell me about myself? And I have to adapt. Woman saying this, to be with that motherfucker, listen, guys. To be with that short motherfucker that is short and old, he ain't got shit, to be with him, I have to adapt. I have to change to Rady, the changing conditions that are going on in my mind, the fucking roller coaster that he's put me on. He brings me up and he can bring my ass back down. I must adapt to him. Y'all don't even understand what the fuck I'm saying, man. Y'all don't get the power in what we're saying to you guys, okay? Y'all don't get it. All right? I am saying, okay, to all you guys out there, all you guys out there, what I'm saying to you guys out here, the important thing about what you're seeing is that I can say this shit right to a woman and still not give a fuck what she say because she knows she's still going to go down that pathway. I can tell, again, how many times I tell you, I'll tell a woman, you're going to fucking fall in love with me. And they, some will laugh at you and some will be like, wait, whoa, what? Okay. Because I'm going to get you lost in what I am. And I'm going to get you focused on something different than what you can see. And I'm going to help you realize that all your life of all them failed fucking expectations, what happens if we're allowed to keep those expectations but realize there are going to be new expectations with me that you can't fail in? You can't fail when you let yourself go. Is that a failure? No. You haven't even let yourself go, so how can you see a new expectation when you didn't even realize that you are more than the sum of your fucking parts right now? You're more than your makeup. You're more than your push-up bra. You're more than your weave and eyeliner and all that shit. You're more than that, and I'm saying that I can show you that you're more than the sum of your fucking parts when you're fucking with a man like me. Do you want to play? You see what I'm saying, guys? Do you want to play? And that's the beauty of the game that you guys are learning right now. Because I am, listen, she's going to have unrealistic guys. You know, it's going to force her. She's going to want to keep you guys. You know, they're going to fall in love with you and all that shit and fall in lust, but they cannot have me, man. You can't have me. You can only rent me out. You cannot have me, right? You can rent me out. But all of this I'm saying to you guys is that you have got to up the level of your standard. You guys are a hole-in-the-wall restaurant that has no customers in it because the standard is a reflection of how the fuck you feel about yourself. How you treat yourself, and more importantly, how the fuck you treat women. And the majority of you failed expectation, surface-dwelling ass, grass-eating lions, that cupcake and shit, how the fuck do you treat women? All you do is treat them like they just a piece of pussy. And listen, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying it's right. But what I'm saying is, why can't they give you the pussy without you trying to make them feel like shit for giving you the pussy? That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Millionaire status, this is not for you. I'll put you in timeout, but this ain't for you, dog. This ain't for you. This ain't for you. Well, guys, I got a question. Go ahead and put a Q in there. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. We got you covered. We're breaking down. Stop looking for answers and be the solution. But how do we do that, okay? Not only showing her that you can embrace change, because in order for you to embrace change, you got to realize you're about to change her world. You're about to change your life. And through changing her world and changing her life, that pussy is always going to be your pussy. You're going to have ownership of something, because the only way she can access beyond the point at where she's at is being with a motherfucker that goes beyond the point. And let me tell you something. The best part about this, 98% of these motherfuckers out there will never, ever push her beyond her point, except to a failed expectation. They give her all these bag of goods, like they're a good guy, and then look, I'm a good guy, I'll treat you this way, and then they just are boring, okay? All right? This is what I'm trying to say to you guys. You got a question? Go ahead and ask, okay? But I'm saying to you guys out here that this is not deception. This is not manipulation. You're not playing any games. This is the throw off. The failed expectation comes along with her defending herself to the guy that's playing games. That guy is either coming from the right, coming from the left, or trying to backdoor her with a fucking friendship to come try to backdoor. So, but they're never coming this way. And that's the way I'm trying to get you guys to see. They're never doing that. See, in order for her to follow me, I must be able to raise the thing that she cannot raise herself. And no, it's not the Titanic. It's her self-esteem. Okay? It's her self-esteem. I am going to raise her self-esteem. And if I raise her self-esteem, That means the loyalty will be to the person that shows her that she is more than the fucking shit that she knocks herself down for. I'm not here to play games with her self-esteem, but I know it's there, okay? I'm saying to all you guys out here, y'all are looking at everything the wrong way because y'all are not looking at the essence of the game. You don't play the woman and you don't play the pieces. You create the board that holds the rules of everything. When you are the board or create the board, the standard, your square, I don't give a fuck what pieces she puts on those on that board. There are rules that she must abide by from the board. The board controls the pieces, and the board controls the opponent. But if you're playing checkers, she can move wherever the fuck she wants to move freely, and you can't do anything but allow her to move where she wants to move. D is saying, you got to put a question, please. Put a Q if you're talking to me. Please put a Q if you're talking to me. Please define the self-esteem and the status of what? What do you mean status? What does status got to do with self-esteem? They're two totally different things. Self-esteem and status, what are you talking about? I don't understand. What the fuck does status got to do with low self-esteem? What does that got to do? I don't understand what the two mean. If you can give me more clarity on that, I can answer it. But what the fuck does that mean? What the fuck does self-esteem and what does that mean? Yeah, you got to put a Q, but I don't even understand the fuck. I don't understand the question. What does that mean, man? What does that mean? Self-esteem and status difference. What the fuck does, if you can explain that, I got you. Just explain it to me and I got you. Guys, lines are open. If you're on the call, 563-999-3056. It's a man mindset. It's the Dean. Class is in session. But if he can answer that question, I'll be happy to answer. But I don't even understand what the fuck he's talking about. But the thing that they love the most, and they don't even realize they love the most, it's the thing they love in us, but they hate in you, is that you are never focused on the solution. You're always focused on the problem. What if she leaves me? What if she's seeing another guy? What if she walks away? What if she likes somebody else? What if she wants to be friends? What if she wants me to be in the friend zone? What if, I mean, all you guys are always just focused on that, okay? All you guys are just focused on that. Dude, call it. All right, just call in. I'm not going to, okay, listen to me. I don't think you, all right, you're new here, so let me help you out here. I can't read your fucking mind, nor am I going to fucking try. If you cannot answer my question, you can't call in. Don't ask me shit. Because if you do that again, I'm going to ban you from this thing because you're wasting all of our time. So don't fucking tell me riddles. I'm not fucking Batman. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So I would hope that you can fucking answer the question. Let me get to Joshua real quick. Joshua, I'm not Joshua. It doesn't work that way, brother. I have been in this game for 49 years, Joshua. And I know nothing. I know nothing. I know nothing. And let me explain why I know nothing, Joshua. I know nothing. Because the depth of game is beyond comprehension. We're taught the reason why I say I know nothing because everything you learn is going to keep moving you to the infinite you. And if you look at what I'm showing you, just because you know something today, tomorrow is you're going to run into nothing, a new idea, a new thought. So I don't understand. You cannot understand infinite. Life, game, and time are infinite. It's not here for you to understand it. It's for you to move with it. You must move in conjunction with it. Listen, life, time, and game were here before we were born. They're here now, and they're going to keep moving the fuck on even after we're gone. So while you're in this thing, you must ride with it. So I know nothing because I am a student of it. I am still learning and growing and evolving. So it's not how long, it's when are you going to start? Remember, one of my best students started at like 49, or was he 50? Started 49 to 50, became a gigolo and all that shit, because it doesn't matter how old you are, it's when are you going to start learning. So you're never going to finish until your heart stops pumping and your lungs stop moving. That's when you have learned what you have to learn. But there is no end. Okay? There is no end. I just want y'all to know that. D says, is the self-esteem rising her status? I appreciate the question, D. Let me explain something to you. There is no such thing as fucking status. Can you please stop bringing that bitch red pill thinking over into a man space? Women don't, what the fuck do you mean by status? Are you fucking serious? The only status she has is the fucking status you bitch asses motherfuckers give her. She ain't got no status. You give her status. When you give her free rent in your head, you give her status. When you're scared to talk to her, you give her status. When you're nervous to say anything to her, you give her status. When you see her and you want to talk to her, you don't say shit. You give her status. When you create red pills for her, you give her status. When you create hypergamy for her, you give her status. When you create metal, going your own way, no fap, SYSBM, high value, money status and all that stupid shit, you give her fucking status. She ain't got no fucking status over here. She's just a fucking woman over here. That's it. No more, no less. So I don't know what the fuck you mean by status. There is no status to a king, a god, an emperor. She has no status amongst a man. She's just a fucking woman. What the fuck? Status? Are you guys kidding me? You guys give women status and you motherfuckers don't even realize it. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see what I'm saying? Do you understand? They don't have status over here. They're just a fucking woman lucky enough to get my time, lucky enough to get my attention, lucky to get to my curiosity, lucky enough to get my dick. The fuck you mean status? Fuck is that about, man? You better wake up from that nightmare, that red pill shit. Because there is no status over here. There is no status. I have the status. I'm the creator. I'm all things. She's a woman. I create my, she doesn't build my universe. I create it. She doesn't cut down the trees in my mind. I do. No, no, I understand. I appreciate you, brother, and I welcome you here. And I know, listen, it's not that I'm being tough on you. It's just I welcome you, got love for you, thank you, you're here. But listen, I'm here to just change things. And it's for all those people that are new here. What I'm saying, my brother, is this. I create my world. I create my laws, my rules, my codes, my kingdom, my mission statement, my visionary statement, my legacy statement. I create me. I create everything you see right now. I am the creator. I create my beliefs, my principles, my character, my habits, my values, my identity, my concept. So where the fuck did she fall in that? She does. Where did she fall in? You see what I'm saying? Where does she fall in? She has no place in my world until she shows me she's worthy enough of my curiosity, my motherfucking attention, my time, my respect, and then my goddamn dick. That's what I'm saying to all you guys out there. And that's the beauty of where y'all are getting game here, okay? This is the beauty of game. I am not building what I build for her. I'm building everything for my motherfucking self. She's not helping me build my scribe. She's not helping me build my core. She's not helping me build anything. I'm building it. I lay the groundwork to build my studio, to be able to shift up of who I am. I build my film room. I build my guide. I build my boardroom. I build my warrior. I build my mental gym. I build my creativity. I build my culinary school. I build my library. I build my senate. I build my amusement park. I build my marketing team. I build my drug lab, my drug lab here, and I build the synthetic drug of me. So what place does she have in? She has no place. She has no place. She has nothing to do with me. She must show that she is worthy of my greatness. And I know a lot of y'all think that I'm being a fucking asshole, but I'm being serious. What is she bringing to my world? I don't need her, okay? I don't need her. Hold on, let's see here. All right, I got you, dog. I got you. We got some more yak. I got some more receipts. I got some more receipts to show y'all. Give me a second. We're going to load up some receipts. Let me pull up the receipts. All you guys out there, because I know y'all love receipts from women, but I'm telling y'all, this is the life. She is nothing without me, but she can be everything with me. Nothing without me, but everything with me. I got to make sure that, okay, everything's good. I just got to make sure when I look at it that there's no numbers, because I know how guys are. I just had to make sure. I'm about to show everybody that there's no, okay, all right. So Let me post this up. Let me show y'all beauty, essence of game. Because y'all think that we got to beg for pussy. Y'all think we've got to pander for pussy. Y'all think we've got to beg and take them out to dinner and buy them shit. Let me give you a prime example. I want to show y'all this. I'm about to post it. All right, here you go. Let's read it together. Now, what you notice, he's hitting her voicemail. It's voicemail, okay? That's what we teach you. But what is she saying? That's really crazy that you say that because that's kind of how I gauge what I like to do, okay? And who or what I'm comfortable with. That's that first experience for sure, okay? I'm very intuitive and I'm observant, so I see, okay? See that? I take it all in. See that? The experience is good or bad. I'm going to take it all in, learning things, and keep that in the back of my mind. It's crazy. And I love deep conversations, too. I have so many questions about life and shit in general, but no one around me likes to have those conversations. And then she hit him with a 33-second voice message. Y'all see why we do what we do? Do y'all see that we show you why we do what we do and why we the bad motherfuckers on the block? Do y'all see that? He hit her with a voice message, opened her up, and then what did she do? Real quick, open her up with a voice message. She hits him back and it, look, double text, and triple with the voice message, guys. Y'all are seeing something y'all not used to. I'm showing y'all game by how this shit, the beauty in the essence of game. Ian says, okay. What about saying behind every strong man stands a strong woman? No, I don't want to roast you. No, I don't want to roast you. I don't want to roast you. I want to educate you. Behind every strong man, and quote me on this, nobody's ever said this before. Let me go ahead and post this up because I want y'all to know it's coming from me. I'm about to say something that nobody else has ever said before. So let me go ahead and mark this. Mark this shit. May 10th, 9:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm about to say something that no motherfucker has ever said before. It is not behind every strong man there's a strong woman. Behind every strong man is a strong-ass shadow of that motherfucking man. Behind every strong man is a shadow of that strong motherfucking man. Nobody's saying that. Book that shit. Book it. Nobody's ever said that shit. Behind every strong man is a shadow of that strong man. Book that shit. Nobody's told you that before. Because you want to think it's the... Get the fuck out of here. A strong woman? She can be as strong as she want to be. But it's none of my business how strong she is when she ain't. Behind every strong man is a shadow of that strong motherfucker. Lock that in. Man Mindset said it. We the only ones that have said it. Ain't nobody's ever said that shit before. It's your shadow of that strong motherfucking man. So I'm not going to roast you, young man. I just want you to see that we've got to shift your thinking. All right? Just got to shift your thinking. but she will find strength in you. Now listen to me. She will find strength in you because she has no choice but to either follow your lead or she's gone or replaceable. So just understand that, man. Just understand that if you're new, it's not bad, okay? Because a lot of you guys don't understand game. And a lot of you guys don't understand perfection. You are perfection. But your standard is reflected on the fucking person you see in the mirror. And that's why they are disappointed, because all they run into is average motherfuckers that have average standards, man. We've got to get you guys to up your standard to get the woman to flow and follow you guys, okay? All right? See, there's a difference in how a man has a standard and the average surface dweller, the 98, okay? Because everybody moves, there are two individuals moving in a different way. And that's what we got to talk about and discuss. Let me get something for my throat. But that's what we got to discuss. What I'm saying to you guys is that we move in different ways. Everything that a man does requires everything from that individual. Everything an average guy does requires outside help. He needs other guys. He needs to feel good. He needs motivation or a pep talk and all that stupid ass shit that holds him back. Let me say what I'm saying to you guys. Listen. When a man moves on something, the requirements he's going to have is just what he is on the inside. Okay? When you are setting a low expectation because you have a low standard, your journey doesn't go from A to B. It goes A and around that bend and around that corner. And up that mountain and down that mountain. You see what I'm saying? It takes too much. Because when you don't have a mindset for yourself, you're always going to struggle with things that I notice about most of you guys. You struggle with time. You struggle to create the resources. Now, not her resources, not the resources of the world, but your own resources, gentlemen. Your resources. Y'all see what I'm saying? Your resources. Because nobody's ever told you guys that you can create your own resources to live off of, to live by. You can do that, gentlemen. You can create the care and love that you need to believe in yourself to set the high standard. Because a man is the standard. He's not a high standard. He is the standard. When you're a king, a god, and an emperor, you're the standard. But immediately you raise the expectation, of who you are. And you're willing to do more with yourself to get the expectation. But the result is not the woman. The result is the opportunities that you give the woman to suck your dick and fuck you. Hold on, I'm sorry. Y'all got questions, make sure y'all put it in there, but I'm showing y'all guys. What I'm saying to you guys is that, I'm sorry, you feel more confident in yourself, that you are an opportunity. Okay? You guys, it's not that you don't have standards, it's just your standards are giving you average results because women are not or do not want to fuck with average. You guys know that. If you're playing video games, you don't want to play Call of Duty with an average player. If you're playing Battlefield or Madden, you don't want to play an average motherfucker. If you're in war, do you want an average motherfucker in your cubbyhole or your foxhole? Do you want to be around an average guy? If you're sick, do you want to be operated on by an average doctor or surgeon? Do you want to fly an airplane with an average pilot? You don't want average. So, excuse me. So if you don't want average, you understand women don't want average? So the game is about building myself up. Yes. 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 But the only thing I want to do is take out the word women, because I don't want you to put women in anything dealing with a man. They come along with it as the perk. It's like the prize in the box of your cereal or your Cracker Jacks. See, gentlemen, I'm saying that you have never been taught the reason why you're slowing down or you're not getting what you want is because you're creating an environment to be average. Because in order to learn game and be and stay up there with the kings and the gods, right, there's got to be effort. And that is one thing a lot of guys don't put effort in. I talk to guys all day, all the time, coaching them all the time. Steve, I listened to you for 6 months. Steve, I listened to you for 8 months. Steve, I've been listening to you for years now. Cool, you have your puzzle pieces? No. But I want to learn game. What? Your mind is keeping you average. But when it comes to the change, there has to come a point. Now listen, guys, this is very important. There has to come a time. Not in my life, but in your life, where you say, fuck it, I'm tired. And you literally in your mind draw a line in the sand. And you take a moment and look at that line that you've drawn in that in your mental mind, that line in the sand. And you say to yourself, this is the end, because this is the wrong way. I've been walking this way all my life, and I am not getting my results. It's got to stop here. You must, I can't draw it for you. Listen to me. I cannot draw that line. You have to have a love for yourself. An admiration for yourself to draw that line and realize if you turn around, the sun is going to be in your face. There are going to be dangerous obstacles, thunderstorms, it's going to be hell. You're going to be going against the wind. You're going to be going against your thoughts, what you thought the world was. You're going against everything that you know. So it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows, but I promise you, if you get past that point, it's going to change everything. But you have got to do it, gentlemen. I can't do it for you. Question. if it feels comfortable from what we used to learn to play a game, does it mean that our actions are starting to change the average guy? No. No. Because I'm going to tell you why it hasn't, because look at what you're saying. Look at the language. You calling yourself average is not good, man. You should. If you're talking about you, you shouldn't be talking about you. But the fact that you're talking about other guys, here's a double-edged sword. You just pick the point. If you're talking about you calling yourself average, you ain't got it. But if you're talking about other men, you definitely ain't got it talking about other men, dude. That's your problem. You ain't getting it. You don't got it. Because you sitting around talking about other men and shit. Or calling yourself average is terrible. Fuck. My God. Gentlemen, nobody is going to, or no one gives a fuck how you live your life. When is it going to become unbearable? You know, I don't fucking know, because I don't live that way. All you guys sit around and you have acknowledged things have to change, but you choose not to make the change because you don't know what's behind that corner, okay? But as a man, I raise the standard of what I am, okay? I raise my standard. I'm not going to assume that it's a feeling that I feel, and I feel it, that means I've changed the standard. No. Mm-mm. No. The standard changes when one begins to think differently from the way he used to think. The standard changes when the behavior changes. See, y'all guys think that it can be like, well, today I'm going to change my standard. I mean, my God, what did I tell you? 5 months into the year. We're 5 months and 10 days in, and you motherfuckers are still the exact same motherfuckers. You have wasted 5 months and 10 days of your life being average. And that's what I'm saying. You have lied to yourself for 5 fucking months and you're still the same goddamn person because you're not actually setting the standard or the behavior. You think you are, but you're not. Because all you're doing is telling yourself something. Oh, wait, I got you, sir. I got you. Hold on a second. Z, that's the thing about the standard. I don't realize it because I am the standard, brother. I don't have to realize that I am the end all be all to fucking me. Do you not see worship? Do you not see worship? This is how I feel every fucking day. I'm just showing you motherfuckers how I feel. This is when I go to bed, when I'm sick, whatever, when I'm working out. This is how I feel. I worship me. I am the standard only for myself. I'm not the standard to nobody else because I don't care enough about people to be the standard for anybody else. I worship me like I am a god, a king, and an emperor. I love the fuck out of me. I am sex, and I am my own standard. So I'm not thinking of realizing it. I'm just living that shit here. Take away everything I have, and I'm still going to feel this way. Put me on a street corner and let me live in a fucking box, and I'm begging for money. I'm still feeling that way. DC Comics, you got to get coaching, dog. I can't teach you how to be a surgeon on the show. Doesn't work that way. No, he doesn't have to do trial and error. He wants to be a student of the game. He'll learn it. Look at Tyler. Tyler's a bad motherfucker because Tyler's a student of the game. But he chooses not to be where this guy chooses to be. So, Kings, you got it all wrong. It's not trial and error. It's choice. See, that's why y'all don't have the state. Y'all don't understand choice. Whatever you are, you choose to be. So it's not about trial and error. It's about making a fucking choice, period. It's about choice. It's not trial and error. We don't fucking do trial and error because we don't see ourselves as making an error. Tyler trusted me. Tyler became a student of the game. Tyler kicked ass. Same with Jeremy. Same with a few of you motherfuckers. Y'all kicked ass. But it's investing in yourself, and that's it. It's up to you. Nobody's going to put a gun to your head. But the man doesn't say to himself, he doesn't say, oh, my God, women are pretty. Oh, my God, there she is. What should I say? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God, I want to sleep with her so bad and all this other fucking shit. What the man does is something different. Thank you, AFOA, man. Thank you, FOA. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Let me show you what the man does. The man says to himself, how can I show a woman why she should fuck me? Start right there. We can start right there. Scribe, write this down. I'm thinking of a way to show a woman why she should fuck me. But let me ask myself this question before I tell you to describe this. I'm asking myself, what the fuck do I want to achieve? And I know what I want to achieve. And the achievement is to show the woman why she should fuck me. That's what I want to achieve. But now I've got to seek it. And then I've got to figure out the traits I need and the behaviors I must adapt for myself to be able to do it. But before I do that, and I got it written down, doesn't mean it's going to happen, because you can take notes and daydream all you fucking want. Without action, that shit is just a fucking fantasy. So I have to go to my marketing team and say, guys, I want to get a woman to fuck me. How do I? What I want the process. But guys, I want to just keep you on notice, because I'm not ready to ask you guys to go ahead and put this in before I bring it to the Senate. Not yet. I just want to let y'all know. So what I got to do, I got to go to my boardroom. All right, we got to call them in. Let's bring in the culinary school. Let's bring in the amusement park. Let's bring in the drug lab. Let's go ahead and bring in the guide. Let's bring in the motherfucking studio. All you motherfuckers out here, here's the thing. I need to position my fucking self to show a goddamn woman why the fuck she should fuck me. I've got to, that's the stand. That's the thought. That's the idea I have. We've got to come up with something to be able to draw her in enough to force her to bring up sex and let me take that hand off and run with the fucking ball. Do y'all guys see what I'm saying? Hold on, D, I got you with the question. Do y'all see what I'm saying? I'm bringing all the guys in and we're mapping this shit out. And yes, I can easily, look, I can be, I already got it. Sure, I can put the wine above the bed. We already know that. Sure, we can do the easel. We got that. Sure, we got the lights. We got that. We got these things. But no, I like to go towards the artwork. I want to draw in through the artwork. I want to show her sex and sexuality and why She should suck my dick and fuck me, and why she should buy me the TVs, the clothes, and do all that shit by showing her why she should fuck with me. That's what I'm about to fucking create. Because the moment I realize I am not limited, but I learn that I am limitless, I say it again, the moment I realize I'm not limited, but I am limitless, I have everything I want to do in my motherfucking mind. Let me ask this question before I continue. Can somebody please tell him his first step, please? Please tell him his first step that he needs. If you actually really want that, they will tell you your first step. Tag him and tell him his first step, please. Tell him his first step. Thank you, visitor. Look at visitor four, visitor R4. Look at that. Look what he's telling you. They're telling you. All the guys are telling you right there. Shout out to Freelance Ronan. Thank you, Freelance. But I don't think y'all are listening to understand what I'm saying. I don't think y'all understand. Y'all do not get it. How much time? We got time. We got 2 minutes in the show, but we're going to get into this. Y'all do not fucking get it. Y'all do not understand how powerful you are. When you actually become one with your fingerprint. Oh, we're going to talk about this. Oh, I love this. Oh, my God. We're going to spend this next hour on this. I got to get my throat now. We're going to spend the next hour on this. Oh, my gosh. This is beautiful. It's the Mona Lisa. It's the Mona Lisa. There are questions. Go ahead and ask. We're here. We're here. They don't get it, do they? They don't even understand it. See, he doesn't even understand it. He doesn't get it. You know what I love about my dogs? I love my chat room. Hey, my chat room dogs, I fucks with you, man. I fucks with all my chat room dogs. Man, I fucks with y'all, man. I love my dog. Man, I love y'all motherfuckers, man. Because hearing him say that, he's like, what? A puzzle? No, time out. No. He's new. No. Don't time him out. No. We're not mean. Don't time him out. Don't time him out. Only the rude ones. Don't time him out. Don't time him out. No. He's good. He's fine. No. It's good. We just fucking with you, dog. It's cool, big dog. No, I'm sorry. It's cool, man. You're new, so you'll learn. But let's talk on it. There is a beauty in you that no one talks about. And that beauty inside of yourself that you have is at your fingertips. And you don't even realize it. Your essence and your fingerprint, gentlemen, is truly the foundation of your limitations. Excuse me, not limitations, but being unlimited with not only power, but knowledge. Knowledge. Okay? Knowledge. And what I'm saying is that the knowledge that you're going to have is going to make you not a student of the game. Listen, not a student of the game, but you are going to become a master of yourself. You are going to have mastery over your thoughts, mastery over your actions. There will be no more emotions, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more excuses. You will have the same mastery over yourself. Remember, I told you 98% of your life, you have mastery over these things, over your mind, over your action, over your thoughts, over your influence, over what you have. But you're going to have influence over women. Women. I'm not saying this shit to make you feel good. This is not motivation. Because that ain't my motherfucking job. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Ain't my job. What I'm saying to you guys, listen to me, that you don't understand, is once you are one with yourself, not me, is you must master, well, excuse me, not master, you've got to come back home. You've got to come back home. And what is home? Your name. Home, your fingerprint. Home, your mind of how you operate for yourself. How you think about yourselves. How you think about women. How you think about life and relationships and all other stuff that you find yourself in. You must be able, or once you are one with yourself, you will master this because you will not have a weak link. No longer will you have habits that change. And I hate to use slavery, but you are a slave to your thoughts right now. You've got mental chains on your mind right now. What happens if you get rid of the limitations that are stopping you or their fears that are stopping you? Okay. And y'all understand what is stopping you? You're stopping yourself. You're stopping yourself by jumping to conclusions, blaming, hating. Everything is either in black and white, generalizing, overgeneralizing. Fucking looking at statistics and all that stupid shit that those motherfuckers across the street made you do. You can't be one with yourself that way. You can't be. What I'm saying is that, unfortunately, you have, okay, let's look at the conditions. And listen, this is not a knock on religion, because I'm not here to talk or knock your religion. Love your God or whoever you believe in. I'm saying that you have let your mother and your father set standards in how you are religious-wise, if you believe in a God, because that's what mom and dad taught you. You believe in whatever they taught you, the conditions that they created. But you've also been trained by the conditions of the world because somebody told you to believe that the outside world has you locked down. I'm just asking you, when are you going to set your own conditions? And again, this is not, listen, I'm not here to challenge faith and all that other stuff. It's just that when you're free, you see shit that most people don't see. When I set my conditions, I didn't set my conditions off of my parents or their parents and their parents and everybody that told me I had to pray to someone to talk to a God, if there is one or not. That's their condition that they set on me. I didn't set that condition, but you have set a condition. But the question is, when are you going to set your own conditions of how you live your life and how you see the world? That's all I'm saying. When are you going to set your conditions? Because all your life, you're either told what to do by your parents or you're told what to do by TV, radio, marketers, and advertisers or these fucking YouTubers that's telling you how to live your life. When are you going to live your own conditions? In order to live your own conditions, you got to create your own conditions. Listen to me. I'm trying to answer your question, brother. Great question. Listen. Has anybody told you? You're allowed to create your conditions. I understand why people steal rizz from you, Steve. I mean, they can learn from you, but they should have their own rizz. Well, okay, listen, RB, listen. There's certain things that I don't mind people doing, RB. Let me stop for a second and help you, RB. Listen to me. I teach them a bid. I teach them whatever they're doing up to the point, because whatever they're doing, it's not the game, RB. It's not the game. The game starts when you are interacting with her after the bid. Not before, okay? After the bid, okay? All right? Okay? After, okay? And, just send me the God of Blackness. Send me the text messages. Send me the text messages, okay? Just send me the text messages. But let me just say this. RBRB, listen. I don't have a problem with them taking what everything, like the poetry, all this stuff, is to help them. But when they're ready to become students, okay, they're going to learn how to communicate with their selves. But this isn't the level of where they're at right now. They're learning how to navigate themselves. So everything they're doing and everything they're learning right now is not game. The game doesn't start until you interact with the woman after the interaction, of the bid, okay? But I get what you're saying, but I got you, brother. I appreciate what you're saying. You brought the text messages. How in-depth should you give me as many as you can so I can see where you're at, brother. Just give me as many as you can so I can see where you're at. Okay, you know, D, one thing about me is that sometimes I appreciate you here, and I want you here. But this might not be for you, and I'm going to tell you why. There were at least five of my chat room guys that gave you the answer, and yet you choose not to listen. You can stay here, but this might not be for you, brother. This might not be for you. Everybody in this room damn near gave you the answer and told you what to do, and yet you're asking me the same question. This might not be for you, brother. I'm just saying. It might not be for you. They gave you the answer, but yet it's not the answer you want, so you're asking the same question. This might not be for you. But anyway, I joined late, definitely rewatch the stream, but Unc, before you leave, is it possible for you to recap? No. I don't need to do that. No, absolutely not. Be on time. No, absolutely not. You got to keep moving. We are on, you just got to catch up. Or listen, It's a lesson that I appreciate what you're saying, but it's a lesson that you got to learn. In the game, either you keep up or you fall behind. So if you can't make time, you got to find time, brother. Listen, lifetime game does not stop to wait for you to catch up. You got to catch up when you catch up, brother. And it's a life lesson. So I got to continue. But because everybody, it's not fair for those that came here to learn and dedicate themselves. You see what I'm saying? Okay. See that? Don't. It's not nothing. You're told what to do. Don't do it. Don't. It's not, this name for God. Just don't. Let's keep going. Let me keep going. Let's keep going because he doesn't want to be here. All right, let me keep going. But listen to what I'm saying to y'all, guys. Listen to me. Appreciate y'all. You got questions, go ahead and ask. Appreciate all the questions. But let me finish what I was saying to y'all, guys, because this got to roll into probably Wednesday's show because I don't even know if I can finish all this shit. When are you going to create conditions for yourself? When are you going to create conditions for yourself, okay? All right? Well, and no, it's all good. If you're on a four-hour road trip, you could have just turned the show on and put me in your ear and listen, dog. It's no excuses. It's okay. There's no excuses. I'm not mad at you if you're late. You just got to catch up when you can, okay? You just got to catch up when you can. It's okay, bro. We ain't mad at you. But like, back to what I was saying is that all your life, guys, all of you, all your life, you have been conditioned by everybody but your fucking self. The media has conditioned you. Music has conditioned you. Your parents has conditioned you. Your church belief has conditioned you. Everything has conditioned you except your own self. All your fears, your habits, your thoughts, everything that is fucking you over right now, okay? Everything that is not working for you has come from the conditions of everybody else around you. And this is why you're struggling right now, because mom and dad have conditioned you out of their love, but we are nothing but handed down stories until we begin to condition ourselves. And this is not to stop you from stopping your religion. You got to do what you got to do for yourself, but you need to understand that all the conditions that you have from your parents, from marketers, advertisers, YouTubers, from fucking TV, rappers, and everything in between are why the fuck you are where you're at right now. And I'm not, listen, this is not a religious or fucking political debate. I'm just telling you something that nobody wants you to do. Nobody wants you to hear this. Nobody wants you to know. They want you to be conditioned by their thoughts. Fuck their thoughts. You are not your parents. Well, you are genetically, yes. But you are not their conditions. You are not the conditions of the church or the Bibles or your Qurans or whatever you fucking read. You're not in conditions of your political affiliations. You're not in conditions of the advertisers, the marketing, the fucking rappers, the radio, the TV, the magazines, and the YouTubers. You're not, but yet you are right now. You are right now. Because nobody ever told you you're allowed to think for yourself. And thank you, E. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm telling y'all deep. I'm not saying be me, nor will I ever tell you to be me. I'm saying that I'm showing you you're allowed to create your world, your conditions on how you move. If you choose to believe in a God or a religion, don't do it because your mother told you you had to do it. Don't do it. Do it because you want to do it, because you know your why, not because someone told you to do it. Never be somebody else's thought, and that's all we are. That's all we are. Hey, D, when you listen to the show, just go to the beginning of the show. We always tell you what to do at the beginning of the show with the puzzle pieces, okay? Just go buy 100 puzzle pieces, dump the pieces on the table, rip the box up, and take your time and put them together. That's all I can tell you. What I am saying to you guys out here, I am not trying to make you a fucking atheist. I'm not trying to get you to hate God and all this other shit. It's not my job. My job is to tell you that maybe you need to have a talk with yourself and wonder why my life. Hey, look. Let me show you the beauty of what I'm showing you. It's beautiful that 99% of your life, you are doing exactly what I'm telling you. It's just with women. It's just with women. Tyler, thank you for the message. Thank you. It's just with women, you just are lost because everything that you have been taught, I'm not saying it's not good for you, so that's not where I'm going with this. I'm saying everything that you're taught is why you have limitations, why you have fears, why you don't believe in yourself. How can you do that when you're ready for this funny thing? You don't even know yourself. You actually think that you know yourself? No, you know the conditioned self. But what is the conditioned self? Is the conditioned self actually you? Or is it what your parents forced down your fucking throat? What your pastors forced down your throat? What your fucking loser friends have forced down your throat? What the TV, the marketers, and everybody's forced down your throat? But I'm not here to force you to do anything. This is not you disowning your fucking religion because of me. This is here for you to see what's always been in front of your fucking face, but you just ain't seeing it yet. Can you give me examples of how game is bigger than women? I feel like I can see it, but you, from your constant uploads, but it seems like the game unlocks different parts, which... Listen, I don't need to give you examples. If you ain't listening to what the fuck I'm saying right now, then this isn't for you. I don't need to give you any fucking examples how the game is bigger than women, because if it's you making a shit about women, you're in the wrong room. You're in the wrong room. I'm not going to give you any fucking examples, because we're not giving you examples, motherfucker. Be your own fucking example. Stop asking for fucking examples, or I'm going to kick you the fuck out. I ain't your fucking example, bitch. God damn, man. I'm sorry, gentlemen. Let me continue. As I was saying before, gentlemen, don't believe me. Just think about what I'm saying. I'm not saying not love your parents. I'm not saying not love your pastor. I'm not saying not love all the things that have fucking made you what the fuck you are right now, but what I'm saying right now to you is that this is why you feel like a fish out of water. Because all your fucking life, and they didn't mean to do that shit, they just did it. They are showing you how to look to everybody else to condition you versus you condition yourself. You are allowed to condition yourself how you condition yourself. But that's the beauty in how you're going to get the woman, because she's not used to your conditions because you're the only one of your kind. There is nobody in the world like you based off of this thing, your fingerprint, and that's what I'm trying to show you. So I'm saying, instead of trying to mimic them fucking red pills and all that stupid shit that they tell you over there, why can't you find yourself? and learn who you are and create what you are versus be conditioned by the world. You'll never get through this until you realize that you must be a free thinking man, free from all the shit your parents taught you, free from all the shit your pastor taught you, free from all the marketers, advertisers, rappers, TV shows, and fucking YouTubers. You got to think for your fucking self. Because most of you actually think that you're thinking for yourself, but that's what Pinocchio's saying while Geppetto is pulling his fucking strings. I know I'm not trying to drown in freelance. I'm sorry. I'm trying to water this down, man. Are you saying that I shouldn't take things at face value? Or I should take time to reflect with myself to make a decision? Well, okay. I'm saying that you do not believe me. This is not a cult. This is not what we're here to do. I don't fucking don't believe me. I'm trying to show you to see it for yourself. When you see it for yourself, you'll see what I'm talking about. When you think about your parents and what they have indoctrinated you with, where do you think they got that shit from? They got it from their parents, and they got it from their parents, and they got it from their parents. Keep going down to a point where you are the religion that you're told to be because of your love, trust, and devotion to your parents, where you're saying, I love you, Mom. You're not going to say me wrong, so tell me what religion I should be. Pastor, tell me what a sin is, or tell me that I got to talk to you to talk to God. Because this is what I'm saying to you religious aficionados. I'm not telling you not to stop believing in God. I'm saying that if you're going to believe in God, why don't you ask yourself this question? Do you actually need a middle fucking man to talk to your God? Do you actually have to worship a human person to talk to somebody that's not human? Just trying to get you to think. I'm not saying it. I'm just asking you a question. I'm not taking you from your religion. I'm just asking you a question. It's amazing how a false fucking idol is going to walk around here and say, fuck these motherfuckers. They got to believe in me first because I'm the way to get to God. Fuck you. No, I don't, bitch. I can go to God myself. That's what I'm saying to you guys. Not trying to change religion. But for all you Christian aficionados, that ain't that fucking white hippie. That ain't God. Your book tells you he's got my skin. He's got my, well, I can grow my hair, guys. I'm bald by choice. But he's got my hair. So that motherfucker you're praying to is a false fucking idol. But I'm just saying, guys, I'm not trying to get you to see that. I'm just saying that when you see those Jesus Christ superstar shows on TV that you believe in, what the fuck is that white dude? Who is that white dude? Who is that white dude that look like I'm not getting religious. All I'm saying is that nobody's ever told you that you're allowed to talk to whoever God you worship yourself. You don't need a middle fucking man, but you've got to see it for yourself. Do what you want to do. I'm not here to change your thoughts. So basically, don't believe we can do it. Instead, we should understand that we have what it takes to do it. Absolutely, G. Absolutely. All of you, listen. What I'm saying to all you guys out here, all you guys listening, you are all beautiful people. You are all beautiful people. And yes, I didn't say not love your parents or not, you know, listen to your parents, right? But I'm just saying that there is a part of you that is sad. There's a part of you that's upset. There's a part of you that is limited. You're on a limitation because you're at your edge. And because you're at your edge, you never dream that you can go beyond that edge because the world has taught you, man has taught you what your limitation is. But your mind is not a fucking man. Your mind is limitless. It goes beyond the thinking of man. So what I'm saying is you can listen to man and set limitations on yourself, or you can listen to yourself and become limitless. It's your choice. It's your choice. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just talking to you. All I'm doing is sharing something with you. Take it if you want. Don't. Don't be upset with me. I'm just saying that your mindset is limited. It goes beyond everything. Goes beyond the world of man. Goes beyond perception and reality. And y'all don't even see. It's beautiful when you see it. Jesus Christ, when you see it, it's beautiful. Because then you question everything that's beneath you, man. You question what man has created. You question your parents and what they forced you to create. Yes, it goes beyond. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, dude. Thank you. Yes. Yes. But nobody wants to tell you that you're not supposed to know this. You're supposed to feel boxed the fuck in. Remember I told you about the fish in the fish tank? The fish in the fish tank thinks he's got limitations, but his limitations are only based on the box or the bowl. I'm saying that you're an ocean. You go beyond ocean. You beyond going earth. You go into space. Look outside. You go beyond space. Okay? Beyond space. But what I'm saying to you guys out here that are listening to me is that you've got to be a free thinker. Life does not give us problems. Life does not give us adversity. I'm going to swing right for a second because, and I don't want to get too deep in this because y'all ain't ready for this, but I'm going to kind of tilt a little bit. Just allow me to tilt. You guys don't understand time. Time. Every move you make, when you make a move, is going to set you on a different pathway in a different destination. I don't make this shit up. It does. Think about this for a second. Let's say you're trying to go to work at 8 o'clock and you leave the house at 8 o'clock. And everything you do from that point of view that you leave the house, where you go and where you move, is going to put you on a pathway to meet a whole new different batches of women. Because if it takes you from 8 o'clock to 8:20 to get to your job, let's say you're at your job at 8:30, okay, and you get out of the parking lot. Based on that time from 8 to 8:30, whether it be leaving the house at 7:45 to get there at 8:30, to leave at 8:15 to get at 8:30, to leave at 7:30 to get at 8:30. Everybody has, you're going to get a whole new different batch of women based off of your every move that you make. Every move you make sets you up on a different path. Again, this ain't no multiverse shit, but you have pathways based off of what you do, how you think, how you move. So you run into a problem could be that instead of leaving the house at 8 o'clock, which gets you there at 8:30, you could have left at 7:55, and then that person that you get in an accident with is leaving his house at a odd time. Everything is set. I don't call the rules. I'm just kind of leaning to the right, but let's go back because I don't want to get too deep. But what I'm saying to you, for you guys out there, is that the thing about the game, okay, the game, all right, is the beautiful thing about game and your mindset, gentlemen, is that as a man, I want you guys to think, give me a second. I want to show you something. Because I want you to see it, because some of you may hear it, but I want you to see it. Let me create something for you real quick. Guys, you got questions y'all can ask. I got y'all, man. I got y'all. This is what we're here for. Give me a second. Let me create something real quick. Let me create something real quick for you guys. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me create something for you guys. I want you to see it. Because in order for you to understand, you need to see it. You know what I mean? See if I can find it. If I can find it, I'm gonna show you. This is everything, guys. This is everything. I'm gonna save the image and I'm about to show you right now. I'm gonna show you right now. We're gonna get deep. We're getting deep. We're getting so deep. We're gonna have to talk more about this tomorrow, but we're gonna keep going for a little while more. Let me show you something. The reason why men win, okay, now this is very important to understand. Wait, I put in the wrong thing. Give me a second. I need y'all to see. This is crucial. This is crucial. And before I show you, allow me to say it one last time, because I've got to say this because people are always stealing our shit. Gentlemen, please understand what you're about to hear is from us. Nobody else talks about it. We are the only one that breaks it down and talks about what you're about to hear. What you're about to hear, okay? And if y'all are joining us, what do we say about the shadow? What time do we say that shadow thing? Because they need to hear that. Guys, y'all remember what time we said the thing about the shadow? Y'all remember what time we said that we marked it? I forgot what time we marked it. Was it 9? Was it 8:34? What time do we mark that? Because I'm going to grab that clip and show you and say it again. What time do we mark about that question he said about the a strong man is by a strong woman? What time do we mark that? Was it like 8:30 or 9:30 East? If y'all can remember, it was 9:34. Okay, thank you, D. Appreciate it. 9:34. Yeah, we gotta mark that. That's important. That was huge. But I got something else that's huge for you guys. All right, well, let me show you guys. The reason why men don't have problems and the reason why you do have problems is because you're conditioned to lay it, to wait or think about the last domino. You are conditioned to worry about the last domino. The YouTubers have conditioned you to think about the worst possible scenario, meaning the last domino. the reason why men don't have problems and don't have issues is because a man does not look at the last domino to define who he is. The last domino never falls because the last domino doesn't have the power to make or create what the man is, okay? All right? See, as a man, I accept her rejection. I accept her having a boyfriend. I accept her not being interested in me. I accept all that shit. I accept that because what she does not define me, where for you guys, you are defined by the last domino dropping. And that's why you're conditioned. You're conditioned by your parents because your last domino, if you're not good, you're going to go to this mythical place called hell. The marketers, if you don't take our product, you'll be conditioned that you're not going to win with women. You're taught by the YouTubers. If the last domino drops, you're going to get taken in by family court. Oh, my God, look what happened to Dr. Dre. You have been conditioned all your life to look at the last domino and let that define you. But what if I told you, fuck that last domino, and that's why it will never drop to a man, because that shit doesn't fucking define me. It will never fucking fall. Because I'm conditioned to keep it where it's at. Because whatever the end result is, it's none of my business. You say it again. The end result is none of my business. Because the end result doesn't define me. So do I actually have a problem with a woman saying that she's not interested in me? I don't give a fuck because that shit doesn't define me. It doesn't. Because if I am opportunity, what do you think I see the fucking world as? Options. Let me drink on that. It's iced tea, unsweet tea. If I'm the opportunity, all I run into is me giving whoever an opportunity. I am an opportunity to show that woman that with me, I can change her fucking life. And if she chooses not to take the opportunity, is it really my loss? Fuck no. Because I'm the motherfucker like we talked about in the beginning of the show. Remember that motherfucker? I'm the motherfucker that's got the painting in his kitchen to break that down. I'm the motherfucker that's got the painting in the living room to break that down. I'm the motherfucker that's got the painting in the bedroom that can break that down, unlike no man that she's ever met before. And that's just one thing of a million things, guys. I'm the opportunity. So do I actually have to look at the last domino? Because the last domino does not define me or what I am. It doesn't define me. It doesn't define me. Listen to what I'm saying, gentlemen. Okay? I'm saying that I radiate opportunity, and I'm not radiating it where it hits the woman. I fuck with the emotion because the emotion gives me everything because I am unlimited with my mind. And what the fuck do you think I'm running into, guys? This is the Mona Lisa. This is the beauty. This is a beauty. What the fuck do you think I run into every day? Women who are at the edge of whatever the fuck they go. They did. This is my end result. Hey, guys, listen to me. You gentlemen, 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 their limit. So what the fuck do you think when they meet a motherfucker that is mentally limitless? It doesn't matter how tall I am. Doesn't matter how much money I have. Doesn't matter about my body, my clothes, or my car. Dude, I'm limitless. God damn, y'all don't understand. I don't think y'all understand what the fuck your boy's telling you. I don't think y'all understand what's happening here. I'm saying you are unstoppable. They don't know you. And if your opportunity and not option, she has no choice but to give up the pussy and submit, because the only way she can keep the man that can get rid of her body image insecurity, the only man that can get rid of her relationship insecurity, the only man that can get rid of her age insecurity, is the motherfucking opportunity. And do you not think she ain't gonna fuck you to keep you around? You don't think she's not going to suck your dick to keep you around? Think about what your fucking boy is saying to all you motherfuckers out here. All you guys out here. That you are going to acquire unimaginable, enhanced abilities that is going to give you more clarity than the average woman can even possibly dream of or imagine, because she's held back by her own limitation. Oh, my God. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying to y'all guys. I don't think y'all get it. I don't think y'all get it. I don't think you understand, gentlemen. You don't need to be a trick, a gimmick. You don't need to be a statistic. You just got to show her that there's something inside of you she must have. She must understand that you are going to unleash abilities that you have, unlike anything she's ever met before, because you're not the edge. Gentlemen, you are not the end. But the reason she's going to fuck you, the reason she's going to suck your dick, the reason she's going to cook for you, clean for you, buy you shit, and give you money, she's investing in the beginning of her. Just like she invests in the dresses, the shoes, and the purses. She's got to invest her body, because the only thing that she can give you, she can't give you her mind. She can't give you anything but her mouth and what's between her legs, because that's the only donation she can give you to keep herself around, because you're forever moving. And she's got to catch up to keep up. And if she doesn't hold your curiosity, if she doesn't hold your attention, if she doesn't hold your time, if she doesn't hold your respect and not worth your dick, she knows she's gone. But nobody wants you to know this shit, guys. Let me see. I have a woman that lives with me. but it's turning to chaos. I learned that I've trained the woman to nag me. How, well, you're getting coaching. We got to talk about that. We got to talk about that. I can't. We got to talk about you. We got to have a very deep and in-depth personal conversation with you that we can't talk about on the air because people shouldn't know your business. Just get at me. Get some coaching. Well, I got you. But, gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. I mean, we're not even done. We're just scratching the surface, man. Guys, there's so much to unpack here. Why do you think I talked about the paintings in the beginning? Because that connects to exactly where we're at right now. And you didn't see it. But now that you see it, go back and listen to the beginning of the show. Let me show you how cold game is. Go back and listen to the first fucking hour of the show. If you've been around, go back and listen. And it's going boom. Because before you thought what I was saying is badass, but now you see why I said what I said, because that's why they're going to fuck. I want you to see it for yourself, and you can't listen. It's so beautiful. Wow, you gotta watch the beginning to see, guys. You gotta go for what you guys know now. Go back to the beginning and see me talking about the paintings, and look. Let me show you how deep game is. I'm about to fuck. It's gonna be a mind fuck moment. This is a mind fuck moment for you guys. For all the guys that were blown away by what the fuck I said when you saw in the beginning, watch what you think when you rewatch the first hour after what I just showed you right now. It's a different level of a shift, because what you heard in the beginning was, wow, goddamn, Steve, that's cold ass game, right? But now I'm connecting the why to the beginning. Now I'm connecting the why to what you heard in the beginning. Because a lot of y'all guys are probably saying, well, why is he talking about paintings? Why is he talking about paint? What is the painting got now? You watch it, you'll see. Watch the beginning. Listen to the beginning. Because now it should connect the dot to you guys out here. But guys, we got 5 minutes left in the show. We do 5 minutes left. We got 5 minutes because we got so much impact. There's just so much impact. I know I talked to you for 3 hours. I'm not here to bore you. But we got so much to unpack. We have so much to unpack from this moment here. Because we have got to show you what it is when you are free and you condition your mind to your specifications and you push the woman beyond that, okay? Okay, that's all I'm trying to get y'all to see. There is so much beauty in what I'm saying that you've got to see it for yourself. But also before, I got to make sure that I say this because, I always say this because I care. Please, gentlemen, make sure. And I'm the only one that says there is nobody on YouTube that says what I say. There's nobody that you guys listen to that tell you guys right now to think about the graveyard. We're the only ones that tell you. Think about the graveyard and always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. We're the only one to tell you, live every day like it's your last, and always remember everybody in here didn't think that way and they missed out, but you don't have to miss out, okay? We're gonna continue this tomorrow because we're not done. It's so much to unpack that even this is the beauty of the thing about game, and that's why I keep telling you, if you just, guys, you'll see it. It's like a beauty. It's beautiful. What you hear now, just go back and listen to the first thing. Listen to the first hour. And understand that the beautiful thing about what we teach is I'm not teaching you to, this is not a cult. I'm not a cult leader. I don't want you to mimic me. You can mimic some things that we say in the beginning until it's time to spit game. But what you're getting from us, you're not going to get from damn near everybody, because the depth that we go down, nobody talks about this stuff. And we're not even done. We're just beginning. But we had to make sure that you take a moment, because nobody else tells you, and I need to make a video of that, but no one tells you to go into the mirror. Who tells you to get your favorite cup? Who tells you to, like, you know, grab your favorite cup, right? Who tells you to grab your favorite cup? Who tells you to pour your favorite drink in that cup? Who tells you to go to the mirror, look that guy in the mirror, and say, I love you? Who tells you to say, I got your back, to the man in the mirror? Who tells you to take your glass and tap the mirror and cheer and have a shot and drink to you? Who tells you? Nobody. Because I don't want you to be me. I want you to be the best you. But in order to be the best you, you've got to unlock your greatness. And I know you have greatness. And this is not motherfucking-vation. This is not. I just believe in you. But one of these days, you will start to believe in yourself. That's what it's all about. Just believing in yourself. Because getting the pussy, the one-night stands, I'm showing you how to do it. I'm showing you how to do it in a way that doesn't look at desperate, needy, and run behind. Just go back and listen to the first hour. You'll see, by using portraits, we can talk about, man, dude, oh my God, your boy's cold. But I couldn't get there until I started to create my world, my way. My world, my way. My world, my way. And every one of you badass motherfuckers listening to me right now, I got you. Wait, Tyler, what are you asking? Can we do a show on why we feel to bypass? Well, we can probably do that, but all that goes into what I'm going to talk about. Listen. You bypass your Senate because you don't fucking believe in yourself and that you have enough balls to do whatever the fuck. Remember, it's got to be a non-negotiable. Once it reaches your Senate, it's a non-negotiable. So that's why you're not doing it, because you don't believe in it enough to make it a non-negotiable. A motherfucking man goes to a Senate, that's a non-negotiable. I'm not changing that shit for no fucking woman. But what are our likes? What do we get for our likes? What do we get for our likes? I want to say thank you. I got no. Sleepy, no. Sleepy, no. Fuck what I think, Sleepy. You're the coldest in the fucking game, brother. It ain't about me. You're the coldest in the game when you see your value and your fucking worth. I got to say, respectfully, thank you, but that's not, no. Listen, one thing y'all going to learn is that this is not about me. This is not, I'm cold, yes. I appreciate the love, but this is not about me, Sleepy. No. I got to say no. You are the coldest in the game, Because there's nobody like you on this fucking planet, Sleepy. There's not one fucking man, animal, smurf, elf, unicorn, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, Care Bear, you name it. Ain't nobody like you, brother. You are the only one. You're the coldest, not me. I got you. I'm here to guide you to get you to see that, but I appreciate the love. But I have to respectfully decline what you're saying because that's not true. You're the coldest, but I appreciate the kind words. Now what I say, 155, hey guys, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. For all you guys out there, y'all know what time it is, man. Now I respect you, brother. For real, I respect you, brother. Y'all know what time it is, guys. Listen, we always like to take a moment to say thank you guys out there, because you know what? Without the guys, y'all liking the show, it helps the algorithm out. I want to say for all those that are listening to this show, are going to like it afterwards, I want to say, honestly, I appreciate you guys. And this is why I do what I do, because, you know, I want you guys to win. And before we get into this, I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to die. I'm going towards my death. I'm 50. I'm going towards my end. So I must be able to pass the baton to you young men, because this is not for me, for you right now. This is for you guys out here, for the future generation that hasn't even been born yet. They're going to have to look to you to guide them when I'm dead. It's going to be up to you. So this is why I say thank you to you guys out there, okay? I say thank you to you guys out there, okay? So let's get into it, man. I appreciate all you guys out there. Let's get into it, man. So, guys, let's go ahead and have some fun. Like to take our hair down. Guys, don't forget, gentlemen, listen to me. If you guys are joining me, go ahead and make sure y'all subscribe, okay? Make sure y'all subscribe, okay? Because we want you guys to check us out. I play video games. I'm a gamer. So when I'm playing my video games, I go live and we can still talk, after party type shit. And I'm probably going to do something live probably at 1 in the morning. We're going to do an after party probably. I'll probably go live. Probably go live tonight. But as long as you subscribe, you'll get the notification. We always kicking game. We're always kicking it out. Thank you, LB. I appreciate the game. With the puzzle piece, are we supposed to neglect the box and make the puzzles ourselves? Yes, rip the box up. Rip the box up and throw the box away, please. Rip the box up and throw it away. Yes, absolutely. Rip the box up and throw it away. Statement, real talk, Steve. I got hundreds of notes from you to teach my future son. Yo, no. It's not me. Hey, brother, the notes are going to be from you. It's not from me, because you're going to tell him, make it to yourself. I'm just passing game along to you. But, gentlemen, let's have fun, because we like to have fun here as well. I know, you know, y'all worked hard. We all worked hard today. We did great. Let me give y'all a hand. Give yourselves a hand. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Give yourselves a hand. Y'all did great today. I'm proud of you. I'm proud. I want to let you know I am proud of you. I am hard on you. But I promise you, from this day on, when we wrap up the show, you have my word as a man, I will tell you how proud I am. I am proud of you, okay? I am proud of you. I'm going to be tough on you for 3 hours or how long we are, but I will start to tell you I am proud of you. I am very proud. I'm proud of all you guys. Y'all are great men. And I got you, man. I'm very, very proud of you guys, okay? Very proud of you, okay? Very proud. Y'all are great men. Very, very proud of you. Great men. But, all right, now let's have some fun, man. You know we got to have some fun. Guys, we like to have fun. Before we end this, let's have some fun. Y'all gave me 155 likes. Y'all gave me 155 likes, so I appreciate it. I appreciate 155 likes. So let's go ahead and we do our little rap. You know I can't rap. I can't. Hold on, Donna. We ain't done yet. Don't tell me to take care. We about. Hey, you're new here, so we got something new. Hey, you're new here. So once you give us 155, we start to show you some love back. So don't go nowhere, motherfucker. We ain't. We about that. We. Oh man. Now, see, this is what y'all doing. Now y'all being dicks. Thank you, 167. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Don't go nowhere, drawing. All right, guys. Let's have some fun. I appreciate you guys. It's time. Y'all know what time it is. 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 I'm your boy to start spitting. I'm not a rapper. I just slept in the Holiday Inn. But it's time to go ahead and break it down. It's time for the area code rap. So y'all know what we're about to do. Everybody lock in. I always like to show my appreciation. All right, I got to get the thought in my head. Where am I going to rap? We going to flow today. Let me see here. All right, here we go. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Hey, hold, don't show me this error code yet. No, stop. Hold on, wait. No cheating, Armando, not yet. I didn't ask for it. Will y'all stop cheating? Not yet, man. Come on, Armando, wait. I'll let y'all know, man. I'll let y'all know. Don't go ahead of the class. I'll let y'all know. Here we go. All right, here we go. Here we go. Oh, shit. I was off beat. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. All right. I can't help it. I have to surrender. That's the way it has to be. Submit to all the things that make you up. Please, like, suck on my dick. I'm in my body. I'm sorry. You are a beautiful lake. You are a sexual waterfall. You are a fallen star. I wish on every night to me you're everything. That's all. It's all about you and my fantasy. It's all about our bodies in a symphony. Making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement. Stripping with every note. Candlelight environment. It's all about our minds. Melting as one. It's all about the love we make until the morning sun. It's all about the fruit. The music and the grease. It's all about your body. A heavenly masterpiece. But most of all, I want you to fly high like a dove. It's all about tonight, baby, and all of the above. Ah, we ain't done. Come on. Never, baby, have you met a man like me? Put you in a person and get that cherry tree. Between your licks, bitch, baby, I got so much in store. Let your body go, be my nasty whore. Try to understand, if you can, that I'm a freakaholic in a body of a man. Try to freak everybody every day. At any case, how bad I want to play. So how much pussy I like to lick, you say? If I was a woman, yeah, you know I would be gay. Sure, I am a man and I'm down with that. But I gotta chill and lick before I tap. All right, guys, we're moving. We're almost there. We're almost there, guys. We're almost there. Here we go. All right, here we go, horns. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hold on. I missed the beat. Here we go. Fuck it. I missed the beat. Here we go. I'm sorry, guys. Here we go. We almost there, guys. We almost there. Almost there. I'm showing you love. All right, here we go. Almost there. Let's finish it up. I want to touch you in places where facing other creations. Caress, touch, and taste from below the waist. I want to pet the cat and make you purr from the back. Open up the bottle and tap the cat. I want to move, I want to groove. I got nothing to prove. I'm just a nasty man. You ain't got nothing to lose. So close your sexy eyes and let your body go. Let me lick that pussy and put on a show. Let me bend you over, let me slide in right. No, I'm not your man, I'm just your lover for the night. I'm not here to loose you up. Girl, that pussy's so tight. Rub that pussy and fuck you all night. Oh, shit. All right, guys, it's time. Y'all know we're about to do this. It's time, guys. It's time. Y'all know we get to it. It's time. Here we go. Wait, the horns. All right, guys, we're about to do it. Lock in. We're about to call y'all out. We're about to call y'all out. Here we go. The verse is ready. Lock in. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Here we go. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that sexy ass here. Let me blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. Time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Rub her booty. Is it hot or is it cold? Pull her hair, smack her ass, and shout your area code. All right, let's get these area codes out the way. Hey, wait a second. Wait, that's a painting, brother. That's a painting. All right, here we go, guys. Shout outs to my motherfucking chat dogs. We got Reggie over here in the 606. Shout out to B-Dog in the 929. G, what's up? Holding it down in Florida. I-Dog, what's going on in the 617? J is holding it down in the 929. Daniel G is holding it down in the 713. RC, hot, hot, hot in the 612. DJ in the house in the 253. 360 holding it down in the 929. Where I'm from, the DM motherfucking V, Maryland. DC, Maryland, Virginia. Sorry, man. Hey, we got, hey, my boy is over next door to us in the 253, holding it down in West Virginia. C-Dog in the 407, Jeremy in the 770, JB, what's up in the 850, we got E-Dog in the 928, hey, what's up, RU in the 808, Z, what's going on in 781, waiting for photos, we got my dog in the DMV, what's good, dog, D is chilling in Norway, we got this motherfucker over here finally in Egypt, what's going on, we got Milwaukee in the house, Z is holding down the 612, Adrian's holding it down to 512. We got Kid over in the 508. We got Bitcoin in the 772. We got motherfucking Antonio in Brooklyn, New York. Hold on a second. All right, we got my boy Tyler in motherfucking NoCal. All right, we got a guy to shoot him. He holding up and down in Mount Olympus. 1212 is holding it down in Cincinnati. Shout out to you guys out there. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. I want to say, guys, we want to take a moment to say thank you to you guys. We appreciate you guys. We got love for you guys. Oh, shit. Hold on, man. Right, we got a few more. We got a few more coming in. We got a few more coming in. Come on, just a few more. Just a few more. Hold on. Drop top, can it take a hit with a trip? Lay you on your back, flip you over, damn you bit your lip. Hit you from the backside, wide grass for a grip. Smack that ass three times and hit you on the hips. Shout out to, we got all three kings over there hanging it down in the dirty, dirty. We got motherfucking Carl Thomas holding it down in 845. We got a motherfucking 83. Damn, are you in California? I thought you were in the dirty, dirty. We got motherfucking D over there holding down. Hey, St. Louis in the motherfucking house, man. We got a shout out to Texas. You know we hold it down in Texas. Bird, we got you in the 850. T, how you doing over there in the 512, man? Just want to say the last bit of you guys. We appreciate all you guys, man. Guys, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset. But I know y'all think we forgetting something. Shout out to D in the 721, A Dog in the 512, J in the 512, H in the 603. Are we forgetting something? Are we forgetting something? Huh? Are we forgetting something? What else we got? Hold on, we got something else for you. Hold on. Hold on, we got something else. Hold on, I got something else for you guys. Shout out to y'all guys. We got number love for y'all. It's a remix. It's a remix. Z over there in the 6516, what's good with you? You know it. So tell me how much you want it. Then tell me how much you want me. We can start from the letter A, sure enough. And I'll work my way to Z. Then I'll shoot my rocket at Venus and end my tour with you at Mars. It's all about you tonight, lovely lady. That motherfucking ass is in charge. You fell on me like an angel for only my eyes to see. For tonight I'll be your rebirth, baby, and I could be your fantasy. Hold on, let's go, guys. To the dojo in your motherfucking mind. To the dojo, guys. Ride with me, come on, guys. Let's flow to the dojo. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hit it. I am the only one of my kind. That's the truth. And I would defend